like about 35. But it is gorgeous out here tonight at Laker Field with the lights on. We've got the howitzer here from Central Michigan University, which the Lakers would sure like to hear some noise within the next 3 minutes before the end of the first half.
You know, it's a little crisp out here tonight, but this right here tonight is perfect football weather, perfect environment. This is a great Friday night for football out here. As we're still waiting to hear, what goes on with our injured Laker here on the field?
The stands are full. We mentioned that 500 tickets were sold, and both teams were given 250 tickets each. And it looks like an even 250, but it's nice to see the stands full. I think Lakers looks a little fuller because the Lakers also have their band here.
Yes.
They've got the big cheerleading squad.
We have to not only look at the
And it was parents' night tonight for Lakers.
We have to not only look at the stands, Kirk, but also look out to the left. We have all down the fence on both sides. People are packed right in here tonight.
This would easily be a 1,000-plus spectator
Absolutely.
Game. This be a lot of folks were waiting for this. Both teams, Lakers and the Hatchets, are 3-1 on the season. And the Hatchets have something up for grabs that they could, if they get a win tonight.
Yep, if they get a win tonight, they will get a share of their first league title since 95. And I know that their fans, they are scoreboard watching, type to see how that Cass City game ends, because if Cass City also wins, they're going to share with Cass City a league title tonight. Looks like we have a Mason Dubes getting helped off the field there.
The Hatchets, this game so far almost looks like the Hatchets season. They build. They started up the first couple of plays. They just did. We're not doing well. Couldn't even hold on to the ball for the first three plays.
Yep.
And here we go. We're into the fifth game for both teams.
And we're gonna go for the extra point here, not go for two.
And the Hatchets. Now we did watch our kicker out there for Bad Axe.
And Micah Gordon does have a leg on him.
This should be pretty easy for Micah Gordon.
Yep,
and the point after is good. As Gordon puts a boot in it with 3:44 to go here in the second quarter, the Bad Axe Hatchets 7 and the Lakers 0. You're listening to Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW Sports. We'll be right back after this.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Welcome back to Laker Field. 3:44 to go here in the second quarter with the Elk and Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets. So the Hatchets, Steven, just scored. Took it right down the middle of the field.
And everything was
down the center.
Nothing,
other than LeGault's breakaway out of the shotgun off to the right side, that kind of sparked everything.
You know, and LeGault, he leads most of that drive down the field. Blackstock comes in, makes a couple of great throws. And then Bad Axe is able to punch into the end zone for this first score of the game here tonight. Take a 7-0 lead late in the second quarter here.
Kretschmer and Collison Russell back to receive for the Lakers. And Gordon ready to kick
as the ball falls off the tee. We're going to re-kick here. At least he didn't try to kick it and slip down or something.
Gordon's got a boot on him, too. That,
absolutely.
Just come off that extra point kick. We watched him earlier. Kent's just telling me he's one of their soccer players. Is he? Think so? He sure looks like
they
it.
Are, yep. Their soccer team is fantastic.
Can do a nice soccer-style kick.
Looks like we have Collison,
ball taken on
Collison
the 15-yard line by Collison Russell. Boy, puts his head down and drives. that defender. Boy, number Russell, 52 yeah. for Bad Axe Hatchets. Toby McPhee.
Holding on for dear life.
I think, I'm not sure if that's considered a tackle or if that was that Collison Russell just carried the ball and McPhee for about five more yards.
Collison up the middle there, gets out to about the Lakers 39-yard line. Good field position to start.
Yeah, and I give Toby McPhee. He stood there and took the hit and just wrapped up Logan Collison Russell.
You know, he wasn't pretty brave, but he brought him down.
Exactly. So first and 10 for the Lakers.
To Kretschmer.
Quick pitch back to number 23. Kretschmer breaks away down the middle. Kretschmer at the 30, the 20. Trying to stay on his feet and dives forward. Let's see where they put him down as the Laker player broke away. Down midfield, took it right between the hash marks. Was stumbling at the 10-yard mark with a defender from Bad Axe right on his heels. And let's see where they mark it at, Steve.
And Kretschmer is kicking himself right now. He goes up the middle, makes a great move. He is off to the races about the 10-yard line. That turf monster gets him. He cannot keep his balance. He falls just before the goal line.
We told you guys, don't paint that 10-yard line twice.
That darn turf monster
gets
Kretschmer.
Here we go. First and goal on the 1-yard line for the Lakers. And a big pile in the center. And is marked a Laker touchdown. As the cannon goes off in the end zone, Lakers, two plays.
Yep. And that right there on that play, Wisner, that is the classic meat potatoes.
Wow.
Give it off to the big Wisner. Let him behind those offensive line.
Yeah.
Put your shoulder down, power in the end zone, and just like that, Lakers is an extra point away from tying this game up.
That's one thing it's tough to stop Lakers. If they need a yard, it's going to be really
tough.
They're
going to get it,
you know,
yes.
And they might only get a yard, but they will get a yard when they want a yard.
We have a stoppage of play here for timeout for Bad Axe.
So the Hatchets will call a timeout with 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. The Hatchets 7, the Lakers 6. On the point after, the Hatchets call a timeout.
I tell you what, you know, so far Lakers, they've been getting 4 or 5 yards, but they had not gotten that big run yet. Kretschmer up the middle, makes one move. He is gone for a while. We had about 50-yard run. If not for that turf monster, Kretschmer has a touchdown right now.
Yeah, got to about the 10-yard line, and he just it's kind of like if you ran behind a bicycle where the bicycle's going faster and you try to keep your feet up with it. It just wasn't happening.
There was one blade of grass that the lawnmower missed, and Kretschmer hit it.
The 10-yard line was painted twice by accident.
That's what
they told me one time. Yeah, we accidentally painted that yard line twice.
A great run, great blocking by that Laker offensive line. So big, a Mack truck could get through it. Kretschmer got it, turned on the wheels. And
you know what? Good point. There was some really good downfield blocks by the Lakers on that one, and I think that's what we've been missing here a little
bit
from the Laker team, is to connect and sustain those downfield blocks. The Lakers got into the secondary, and Logan Collison Russell just turned on the afterburners. So here we go for the point after. 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. Number 7 with the carry for the Lakers.
Connor McCain. And that play for McCain, that went nowhere from the start. That play was destined to fail from the beginning.
Number 71, Cody Bailey getting through the line there on the right side, and Lakers didn't even stand a chance on that one.
Yeah, that went nowhere from the start.
You just went from a 60-yard play, 70-yard play with outstanding blocking the point after.
Yep,
I don't think anybody blocked on that one.
Yeah, now poor McCain got left on an island there, and he went nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been great blocking for a screen pass, but not for a run play.
Not for a run up the middle.
So 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. The Bad Axe Hatchets on top by 1. Hatchets 7, the Lakers 6.
And let me know if I'm doing my math correctly here. So for the first 21 minutes of this game, we have nothing going on. Last about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. We have two touchdowns and some huge plays go on.
Hey, what did you say at this? You called it at the start of the game. Exactly what you said was going to happen, and we're seeing it. So if you're listening and watching on the Pixelit camera, it's just going to get better, so don't leave.
Yes.
On Cruise 102.1 FM WLAW, Kurt Damrell along with Steven Kaczynski bringing you tonight's game. Got some great help here, by the way, behind us.
Yes,
40-year
absolutely.
Referee Kent Shetler on the offensive stats. Jade Doobie over here on the defensive side.
You know, and we were saying, both these teams are going to take a little bit to get warmed up, feel each other out, and then here we're gonna start seeing some scoring. And Kurt, that's exactly where we're at right now.
So the Lakers will be kicking off from their 40-yard line after that score.
Wisner wants to change footballs here on the kickoff.
So number 26, Ethan Wisner, kicking off, the sophomore, puts a toe into it.
He's going to roll.
Ball lands on about